Welcome to the National Geographic Reach podcast series. I am Barbara Quincer Coulter, Director of Research and Professional Development at National Geographic School Publishing. Our guest today is Dr. Nancy Fry, professor at San Diego State University. Dr. Fry teaches teacher credentialing and reading specialist programs focusing on reading instruction, content area literacy, and diverse student support. She has published in The Reading Teacher, English Journal, and Educational Leadership, and has also co-authored many books, including Checking for Understanding, Scaffolded Writing Instruction, and Learning Words Inside and Out. Nancy, it's great to have you here today. And focusing on your monograph titled Link to 21st Century Skills, you delve into an area that has received a lot of attention recently in the education market. To help our listeners get started, what are 21st century skills?
The term 21st century skills has really been bantered around quite a bit, and it's ironic that, you know, we're into 10% of the 21st century at this point and still talking about them as if they are a future event that will occur eventually. We're living in the middle of it right now. And there are people who will define 21st century skills somewhat differently. The Partnership for 21st Century Learning talks about global awareness, knowledge of financial, economic, business, and entrepreneurial leadership. And I think that the International Reading Association has really kind of brought that all together for us in the classroom by really defining that it's important that as educators we pay attention to how it is that we teach that in the classroom, that we're using it in our own teaching, and even more importantly, that students are using it as they learn themselves.
Great. And in your monograph, you identified four key areas that educators should focus on to create a learning environment that really fosters the development of these 21st century skills. Let's talk about each area. First, student learning in the 21st century.
Well, student learning, I think, especially goes back to the idea that has been forwarded by other people in the field as well, that it's important that we emphasize especially what the functions are of what happens in any kind of, whether it's technology use or 21st century learning skills, however it is that you want to label them. And the big shift that's happened is that we've moved from 1.0 literacy to a 2.0 literacy. In other words, that our ways that we communicate with one another have moved beyond face-to-face interactions and have moved to other venues as well. And it really emphasizes that idea about the functions of learning that are available. I think we can all get bogged down in trying to stay current on the tools that students have to use when, in fact, the tools are going to change. But the functions, how it is that you communicate with other people, is what's going to be essential. And students need to be doing that in the classroom, and they need to be doing that in other environments as well. And really, it's about listening to and viewing information, about producing information, using information, storing information, sharing information, presenting information. The tools will change. However, the functions won't change. And that, if we stay focused on that, that's really where our expertise is as literacy and language educators.
That's great, and I really think that that makes it tangible. Oftentimes we do get overwhelmed with the tools that change on a daily basis, but really drilling it down to those functions really will help it be more tangible for teachers. Going into the second area, which focuses on social learning in the 21st century, how can educators best address this area?
I think that the social aspects of learning feed directly back into those communication ideas. Students need to be able to, whether they're sitting across the table from each other or communicating with somebody on the other side of the world, they need to be able to converse with those people, to ask questions of them, to disagree respectfully, and to formulate their own opinions. That's going to be essential to how it is that people learn from one another socially. as well, they need to be able to look at a variety of documents, as I said before, being able to use them and share them and produce them, but especially in working with those texts, that they can also approach those texts both as writers and as readers, that they can see themselves in both of those roles. That helps you to understand the text so much better when you understand how that text was produced. As well, if you understand some things about what readers bring to a text, it helps you to produce writing so much more effectively as well. So that would be, for me, the second aspect of social learning. And then the third aspect, which is really something that we've seen come so much more forward and prominent in education, are the growing ideas around visual literacy. And this is a place, I think, especially where National Geographic has a tremendous amount to offer. From the time of its founding, the organization has always been known for how it brings the world to our doorsteps, especially through the use of visuals and photographs and those sorts of things. And students need to be able to understand and interpret and use and produce in a visual manner as well as in a print-based manner how it is that they understand the world. All three of those aspects, being able to talk with other people, being able to read and write as readers and writers around text and information, and then thirdly, to be able to produce ideas using visual literacy as well, are key aspects of that social learning that's needed in the 21st century.
And that's great, and those key aspects really do then promote the active learning and engagement that needs to be going on in classrooms. The third area in your monograph addresses communication in the 21st century. What tips do you have for educators so they can provide examples for students to become thoroughly literate in the 21st century?
Again, this goes back to what it is that students are asked to do, whether they're conversing in the classroom or they're conversing outside of their classroom and school and community. And that is the opportunity to be able to communicate with people all the time. Certainly within the REACH program, there are opportunities through every lesson for students to be able to talk, to use the language, both in written and in oral versions, so that they really get lots of experience with that communication. When you get good at those kinds of things and you have the opportunity to be able to use other communication filters and devices, that's going to build out that 21st century literacy approach even more effectively for students. It's important that they're able to gain information from digital sources. It's important that they're able to talk about and write about what it is that they've gained from those digital sources as well.
The last area in your monograph delves into reading and writing in the 21st century. What does this look like in the classroom?
This, to me, might be the most exciting part of what's involved with REACH. As we've talked about in this podcast, the ability to be able to communicate with people, whether they're across the table or across the world, is essential and certainly is acknowledged by both business leaders as well as educators. The ability to be able to organize your thinking in order to communicate effectively is essential, especially when you don't have the opportunity to communicate in a face-to-face manner. And what REACH has done is organized each of their units around big questions, around really meaty kinds of issues that students can sink their teeth into, so to speak, to give them a reason to be able to talk about, search, produce, share information with one another in the classroom and outside of the classroom as well. What I also like about the big questions is that even though our conversation has been focused more on 21st century literacy, we shouldn't ever overlook the importance of that communication also happening at home and in the local community as well. And when students have questions that are not easily answered and are equipped with materials and instruction and the opportunity to be able to search out those answers, you've got a really exciting program and you've got an incredible venue for students to be able to talk with their families, to talk with their community about what they're learning about in their schools.
Great. And lastly, in your monograph, one area you focus on is the development of 21st century learners who are also learning English can be complicated. Can you expand on that for our listeners today?
For over a decade, we have been hearing about the digital divide, and in large part, the focus of those studies has been around hardware. It's been around access to equipment and tools. We're seeing some of that beginning to diminish. However, what hasn't changed necessarily is access to the teaching and learning that go along with using that hardware. In some places, it may be the focus of teaching and learning that it's just on basic skills, that it's on reaching a level of proficiency and there any consideration around using Literacy 2.0 kinds of venues and formats is discounted or is pushed aside in the emphasis to get to those basic skills. And that is a growing divide that we're seeing among students, not in hardware, but in the software, if you will, in what the teacher has to offer to students within that classroom.
As we wrap up this podcast, what advice and/or questions do you want to leave with our listeners so that they can create a classroom environment that prepares students for success in our global community?
It's always about being able to make connections with learners that are developmentally appropriate for them. And I think that the REACH program addresses what elementary students need to know about themselves and about the world in order to be 21st century thinkers and 21st century doers. It's not just being a learner, but it's actually being able to put all of that into operation. And the two questions that children of this age want to, are hungry to address, are who am I and who am I in the world? And the REACH program, I think, addresses both of those questions in really interesting ways.
Great. Thank you so much for your time today, Nancy. I think our listeners are better prepared to link to 21st century skills and resources and really provide opportunities to do that with our National Geographic REACH program. Thanks for listening to our National Geographic REACH podcast series. For more information, check out the National Geographic REACH Professional Development website for additional tools and ongoing support to help you address the needs of the English language learners in your classroom.